Okay, the next case is 22-1342, UltraVision Technologies versus Flux Visual. And Mr. Martin remains where he is, and Mr. Lambrianokos, is that right at all? Okay, please proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. There are two independent reasons why the Board's decisions invalidating the 869 and 294 challenge claims should be reversed. The first is that there is no substantial evidence supporting the Board's finding that the LED display panels disclosed in Guoxi are configured to be used without a cabinet. Second reason is that Guoxi does not disclose, either explicitly or inherently, a plastic housing in its inventive embodiment, which is required for anticipation in the 1050 IPR. For the 1049 IPR, a secondary reference, Kim, teaches away from combining its teachings with a plastic housing. Regarding the first issue, petitioners relied on Guoxi for the disclosure of a modular display panel in its petition. A modular display panel was construed as a panel which is configured for use without a cabinet. But Guoxi discloses LED modules that use a cabinet.
Does your argument boil down to case element 2 being a cabinet in your view? And there was no substantial evidence to support the finding that case element number 2 in Guoxi is not a cabinet?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are we talking about figure 8? Is that case 2?
Yes, Your Honor. The drawing of figure 8 in the Guoxi patent shows the case 2 for encasing the LED display modules. So the key disclosure is, in Guoxi, that this case 2 encases the LED display module. Encasing means to enclose in, or as if in, a case. So Guoxi is telling us...
But let me ask you, your position is a cabinet doesn't require doors, but doesn't it require a back?
And a front?
A cabinet does require enough structure to enclose the back in order to, according to the construction, provide
protection. How about
protection.
The front?
Well, the cabinet is joined in its front to the LED display panel. So the way a cabinet works is that you have the modules in the front, and then you have a panel, you have a case attached to it, a cabinet attached to it, that encloses the back.
As I understand the construction of cabinet below that nobody disputed, it is an enclosure separate from the LED panel to protect the LED panel from the environment, including water.
Yes, Your Honor.
So I guess what I'm wondering here is, when I look at figure 8, how does case 2 protect those LED panels from the environment, including water? It seems like water can easily hit all those display panels that are open.
So if Your Honor is referring to the front side of the panel,
right,
the cabinet is never...
The business end of this device.
Right. The way cabinets are used, they never protect the front of the panel. And the reason is simple. One would not be able to see the LEDs if they were covered by a cabinet. So a cabinet is used to protect the back, the part that is not facing out and the part which is not showing the display. So cabinets are always in the back. There's no dispute about that.
Well, assuming you're right, if you're looking at drawing 8... The operative, the issue is, it's a case if it doesn't have a back and a cabinet if it does, and you're saying we should assume, even though we can't see any back, that there is a back there? Is that, if I summarize what the deal is here?
That is close, Your Honor. The issue, though, is the following. Because he says, Guoxi says that it encases, and that is that means enclose. The fact that we can't see the back doesn't mean that there isn't a back there. And it wasn't the patent owner's burden to prove that this cabinet or this case is not a cabinet. Or that it is a cabinet. It was the petitioner's burden of proof to show the PTAB why this structure is not a cabinet.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you've got the drawing. What we've got is the drawing. And the drawing does not show the back. If there were a back and if that were operative, one would assume the drawing could have shown it, but it doesn't. So it shows us what is the casing. And you will agree, the difference between a cabinet and a casing is back or no back.
No, Your Honor, I don't believe.
It says it's encased.
No, Your Honor, I don't believe there's any distinction between case or cabinet. We believe that the term case here, particularly where in the background of the invention, it discusses the fact that a case can provide waterproofing effect, and that's in paragraph 5 at appendix 1413, that he is acknowledging that cases are used to provide waterproofing effect. And that makes sense.
Well, I guess maybe I'm just missing it. But the patent itself uses the term casing.
Yes.
So the claim is a case, and the claim construction was without a cabinet, but clearly with a case, because that's what the claim has, right?
There's no distinction. The fact that Guoxi uses the term case is not an attempt and has not been considered to be a way of distinguishing it from a cabinet. The question is only whether the case here is a cabinet because it encases the back. And the fact that there's some ambiguity regarding the view from the back, Guoxi doesn't show us the back view. And the way that figure 8 is shown, there very well may be a back to it, but we just can't see it. That, because of his description of a case as enclosing and the fact that he says that cases provide waterproofing effect, that's sufficient evidence to show it's a cabinet unless the petitioners, by a preponderance of the evidence, can show why this does not enclose the back of the panel, why this does not function as a cabinet. And they failed to do that. Their own petition didn't even deal with the cabinet issue. And when we raised the cabinet issue in our patent owner response, the petitioners never provided any expert testimony or otherwise that would show that a person of ordinary skill in the art, when looking at this drawing, would conclude that there is no back, or that otherwise it does not provide any waterproofing effect. It was their burden. And the only evidence that they brought to bear is that there was a picture of a cabinet describing what our expert called a typical cabinet, and it had doors, and they explained to the PTAB that since we don't see any doors, this is not a cabinet. Of course, doors has nothing to do with the construction that they agreed was appropriate. So the text of Guoxi and his description of this case is sufficient to show that it is a cabinet, and there has been no evidence presented on the other side from an expert or a person of ordinary skill that indicates that this case does not provide the protection from the environment, including water, that is required for a cabinet. Unless there are questions on cabinet, I'll move on to the second issue. The second issue before the court, and the second issue which is a basis for reversal, is the issue of whether there is a disclosure of a plastic casing. Under the 1050 IPR, which were anticipation grounds, the petitioners relied entirely on Guoxi for the proposition that Guoxi discloses a plastic casing as required by independent claims 1 and 13. Now, it's undisputed that Guoxi does not explicitly disclose the material of the base 10 in the embodiment that the petitioner relied on. It's also undisputed that the petitioner did not contend that base 10 is inherently made of plastic. Rather, because in the background of the technology, Guoxi disclosed that LED display modules in the prior art generally use plastic for the base, that is sufficient for an anticipation ground. And we believe that is incorrect and inconsistent with the law.
But if Guoxi doesn't need to inherently be plastic because it does clearly refer to, it does expressly disclose plastic bases, right?
It only discloses the statement that an LED display module generally includes a plastic base. He says that in discussing the technology background at Appendix 1413, paragraph 5.
Okay.
He doesn't disclose in any of the embodiments that are being relied on. After all, anticipation requires all the elements of the claim to be disclosed in a single embodiment, and arranged as in the claims. And there is no discussion in the body of Grotius.
Could it satisfy obviousness?
It could be sufficient evidence for obviousness in and of itself, but not anticipation.
Okay, so if it's obvious, then, I mean, even if we assume it's obvious, then, I mean, my question went to whether or not we even have to look at Kim at all. So whether you're right or wrong about Kim, it doesn't matter because the disclosure is sufficient in, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the name, in the other thing, in Goshi.
Well, there are two issues there. The first one is for 1050, we don't need to look at Kim, because Grotius is disclosed as explicitly, is argued to explicitly disclose for anticipation purposes plastic. So for those claims, Kim is not relevant and Grotius is insufficient. Under the 1049 IPR, you have the disclosure of the use of plastic, in the background. However, the combination with Grotius and Kim uses Kim's teaching of attaching a power supply to the back of a panel such as the one disclosed by Grotius. The issue is, however, that Kim teaches that attaching a power supply to plastic is difficult. And he talks about how to overcome that problem. So one thing he suggests is perhaps instead of having these power supplies on every module, he would have a larger power supply, which he would attach to a different element called to a case.
And how does Kim rise to the level of a teaching away under our case law? It says it discusses the difficulty, that there are difficulties in mounting a large power supply to a plastic frame, but it also notes that existing displays are generally housed in plastic frames. How does this rise to the level of a teaching away?
It rises to that level, Your Honor, because his solution for the difficulty of attaching a power supply to the back of the frame is to attach it to metal instead, not to attach the plastic. He says what we do here instead is that we have a metal piece that he calls it a heat sink made of metal. It's mated directly to the back of the LED panel, the actual circuit board itself. There's no plastic there anymore. And the power supply is mounted directly to that. And so he's teaching us, don't attach this to plastic. Don't use a plastic casing. Use metal. So he's
talking. Kim said something about instead of using one single large power supply, use multiple smaller power supplies.
Your Honor, that I believe that disclosure has been misconstrued, and let me explain it. So Kim discloses that attaching a power supply to the LED module, that's one module, is difficult using plastic. When it is plastic, and he talks about this at Appendix 1440. And then he says, to solve the problem, you can attach a power supply to the case for the entire sector, in other words, for many panels in a sector, in order to supply current to a plurality of modules. But he says that large capacity power supply is a bad idea because it's too big. It makes the whole panel thicker, and that's bad. And so he solves the problem instead by using the same power supply attached to each LED module. So it's not bigger or smaller, it's the same one, but it's attached using metal. So to the extent that the board misconstrued that, that's very significant, because I believe it did misconstrue it, and we explained that in our briefing. So we're still using the same small power supply, we're just attaching it to the back with metal. And that teaching teaches away from this combination where you're going to take a power supply and attach it to Grotius, where Grotius is using plastic.
You're well into your rebuttal. Any other point you want to make?
Nothing further. I'll reserve the rest of my time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm still Kevin Martin, still joined by Jordan Bach.
Still welcome here.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, Your Honors, their argument on this IPR focuses on the cabinet issue and the plastic base issue, and I'll take them in that order. With respect to the cabinet issue, really the question is whether Grotius discloses a panel that is sealed to be waterproof, the language of the claims, without reliance upon an exterior cabinet. And when you look at Grotius, the board properly concluded that Grotius teaches that its panels are sealed not using a cabinet, but using elements of the panel itself, namely sealant that's poured over the panel, sealing strips, and some caps that go in the back. not a separate cabinet. What Gaoshi says repeatedly is that by using those elements of the panel itself, waterproofing is achieved. So to give just a couple of examples, appendix page 1414, paragraph 17 of Gaoshi, it describes the use of sealant and sealing strips, and then says, in such a way, it can guarantee that the waterproofing level of this LED display module is above IP65. And similar statements are made throughout. Another example is at paragraph 27, paragraph 30, very similar language, describes the elements of the panel itself, and then says it gets you above IP65, above IP64. So now let's turn to this case two, which is the focus of their argument. Case two is not described as providing environmental protection, including protection from water. What Gaoshi says in discussing case two, it discusses it together with the panels themselves, the panels one. It says the LED modules one have good waterproofing. There is no such statement made with respect to the case two. Case two is never described as providing any waterproof benefits. And there's a reason for that. As their own expert acknowledged during his deposition, this is at appendix 1772, I have no knowledge of what the back comprises. He admits effectively that it could be open or closed. He doesn't know. So Gaoshi itself doesn't describe case two as having any environmental benefits, in noted contrast to the LED modules one, which are described as getting you above IP65. And their expert never testified that a POSA looking at case two would know that it was providing environmental benefits. There's the word encasing, which is used. Your Honor noted that case does not itself imply environmental benefits. The claims of the patent does not imply a cabinet. The claims of the patents themselves have a case, but that is not a cabinet despite being a case.
I think your friend says, though, that the board, where we've got the board decision under review, and that the board relied kind of exclusively on the lack of doors. And you seem to be arguing, no. Clearly it was relying on more than that. So why don't you tell us about that?
It was relying on more than that, Your Honor. When you look at the board's decision, what it does is explain that the Gaoshi is focused on the use of sealant.
Why don't you give us page number?
Yeah, I'm looking at my notes, right? I know we have it in our
we'll
brief.
Go ahead. I don't want to
take it.
A30, Gaoshi focuses on waterproofing and protecting the LED display module without a case or cabinet using, quote, sealant that is poured on the circuit board and waterproof covers and sealing strips and cooling units. A32, Gaoshi's written description unambiguously teaches waterproofing and cooling of the display module being incorporated into the display module itself, and not because it is protected inside a waterproof cabinet structure. So the board was squarely focused on the fact that Gaoshi describes how to achieve waterproofing using elements of the panel itself and not a external cabinet. Now, again, the word encasing, when Gaoshi is talking about environmental benefits in the context of a cabinet, it uses a different word, which is sealing, not encasing. And this is at 1413, paragraph 5 of Gaoshi, where it describes the use of a cabinet in the prior art and says that it involves sealing the panel in a case, not encasing it in a case. We think that the best view of that case two is very similar to frame 1310 in the Hall patents, which is just a frame which groups together modules for purposes of grouping, but does not provide environmental benefits. If you look at...
you're telling us what you think. What did the board say? Did the board say any of that?
I don't believe the board focused on that, Your Honor, but this is additional support for the board's finding. If there are no further questions on the cabinet issue, Your Honor, I'll move on to the plastic issue. So with the plastic base, Gaoshi states in the background of the technology that LED panels generally have... an LED module generally includes a plastic base. Gaoshi never describes a different material for use in a base. And so, and our expert testified and the board credited that a person of skill in the art would understand that a base for an LED module could be made of plastic. As I understand their principal argument, it's that Gaoshi does not repeat the statement that a base can be plastic when describing its own invention. However, I think between the combination of Gaoshi only disclosing plastic and never teaching away from plastic, the board had ample support for its conclusion that a person of skill in the art would understand that the base in Gaoshi could be plastic. There is, as we read the case law, no requirement that a prior art reference include all of the elements laid out in direct order. We pointed to Chamberlain versus Tektronik, which says that a reference can anticipate a claim, not just render a claim obvious. Even if it does not expressly spell out all the limitations arranged or combined as in the claim, what matters is that a POSA reading the prior art reference would at once envisage the claimed combination. And we think the board had ample support for its conclusion that that was the case here. With respect to the teaching away issue, the board again had support in the record under the substantial evidence standard for its conclusion that a POSA would understand that using smaller power supplies solves whatever plastic issue is raised in Kim. In addition to Kim's own discussion of using small power supplies, the board also took into account our experts' testimony that and the teachings of Gaoshi that using screws allows you to mount something to a plastic base. If there are no further questions, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
We'll restore 2 minutes of rebuttal if you need it.
Thank you, Your Honors. With respect to the cabinet issue, counsel mentioned that there is nothing from a person of ordinary skill regarding whether Case meets the cabinet limitation. Our expert at Appendix 2018 indicated, opined that the case for encasing the LED modules meets the construction of a cabinet. That was unrebutted by any expert on the petitioner's side. There's an argument made that the case doesn't provide a waterproofing effect because Gaoshi talks about measures that are taken on the panel to provide a waterproofing effect. Now, most of what counsel mentioned were measures that are taken on the front of the panel, which is irrelevant to whether there's waterproofing on the back of the panel. The fact is that the back of the Gaoshi panel has openings. They're clear openings, and the court can see those openings at Appendix 1422. Those are openings that go directly to the back of the board so that wires for the power supply can be plugged in. There are some covers over those holes, but those are not completely sealed. And so the waterproofing on the back of the panel is at a lower rating than at the front. Gaoshi discloses that it's IP64, not IP65. And so Gaoshi puts a case on the back.
Doesn't it say above 64?
It says above, but there's no above IP64 that reaches IP65 because they're completely different tests. IP64 test involves...
So above 64 does not equate to 65?
Yes,
above.
Your Honor, that's correct. And so the waterproofing on the back is inferior to the waterproofing in the front. And there's nothing in the construction that requires a cabinet to provide all of the waterproofing on the panel or all the waterproofing in the back either. As long as it provides protection, and that, then, you know, the case can meet the cabinet limitation. One issue on the Chamberlain case that was mentioned, in that case, there were two inventive embodiments. One inventive embodiment had a battery with a charger. The other inventive embodiment had a different battery without a charger. And the court found that you could take the charger and made it with the battery that didn't have a charger with it, and that would still meet anticipation. So we had inventive embodiments with all the claim elements disclosed. Whereas here in Gaoshi, there is no inventive embodiment in which Gaoshi says that his base in his embodiment is made of plastic. And so we don't think Chamberlain helps. Unless there are any questions, I'm over my time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Both sides, and the case is submitted.